and waiting myself. I didn't even realise you'd disconnected.
Yeah, but yeah, I think the call disconnected.
So one of my friends who was also in a similar situation, he was a kingership, he went through the system just like I did, and he got 10 grand just there. So obviously I think he went for the 100 like we did, but I don't think that's successful. So it appears that anyone that can prove they went through the system like we did are automatically getting this 10 grand anyway. But if you've went through any kind of a, you know, things like I have, that's when you can pursue it for the bigger amount.
So that's the one that we're doing. So the minimum you'll get is 10. The minimum you'll get from this is 10.
Right, yeah, that's great. So what I was thinking was, right, so if everybody's getting a minimum of 10 grand anyway for the things, I mean, for just being there, does that mean that because we're getting in for the bigger one, that I'm going to need to give statements about what happened? So it's kind of like opening a can of worms, innit?
Yeah, so we've gone through the statements already, so I did it with you previously, so we've got those ones. And then further down the line then, when we get all of your records and everything like that, one of my colleagues will be in touch, and it'll just be to clear up everything that we spoke about previously, get all the correct like date stamps and everything like that, and the evidence to back it up.
All right, okay.
I forgot we actually had
that discussion, so that because obviously I was talking about it yesterday, and I went, it depends how far down memory lane we would need to go, because there's just some areas that I worked too hard to overcome, and I wouldn't want to go back down the path.
So it's whatever that you feel comfortable with speaking about and how much you want to put in them. It's just the further one is just to make sure that we have all the details correct and the timelines and everything like that. So that's just the final ones. They work off of what we spoke about initially, and it'll just be some follow questions just to make sure that everything's correct and if there's anything that you wanted to add or anything like that. But you don't have to, if there's some things you don't want to speak about, you don't have to if you don't want to.
Right, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so it's what you feel comfortable with. The statement, obviously we do it on your behalf, but it is what you want to say.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it is a lot. And money, so I know that they're probably going to be asking like certain questions that I probably won't be comfortable with, but obviously that's life and part of the process, and I get that. So I'm
unhappy to answer any of them, then you don't have to. It's just as long as we have correct information, then it's okay. Yeah.
Right, that's fine then. I mean, I'm willing to dip my toe in, but if it gets too hot, I will jump out.
But yeah, so once you sign those over, then I'll send them to Redress. So we could try and get those done by today, so then we can get the application sent and get it moving. And then at any stage then, when it comes to the witness statements, if you wanted to take a little break from it or anything, we'll do everything at your pace. Just let us know, okay?
Right, okay. I appreciate that, Francesca. Yeah, right, okay. So when I receive that from you then today, I'll just go right and do it and send it right back to you. And that way you've got it.
Yeah, so I've sent you them again now. So they should come through email or text. And then...
Then when you sign them,
then on the fields required, so just make sure all of those are finished. And then at the end, then you have to tick like a little box just to confirm that the signature is authentic and everything like that, and it's you. And then they should then come straight through to us.
Right, okay. Right, yeah, I've got it here now. So I'll complete that now and I'll get it returned straight to you.
Perfect, thank you. And then in regards to the proof of address and identity as well, are you able to send those over? Do you have them?
Yeah, that's fine. I can send you a statement. I think I've got a couple of letters sitting about.
So it's just a photo ID or birth certificate and then just one letter that's got the date within 3 months of today's date.
Right, okay. So just to be clear, though, my passport's in Queen, so will it need to be a letter that also says Queen, or does it matter if it's in McQuaid?
I'll pop it on file about the name change. If you possibly have, say, like a bank statement with the Queen on it, that would be preferable. But if not, I'll speak to my manager and I'll make sure. But it should be okay.
Right, okay. Okay, yeah. I just wanted to make sure. But it should be fine anyway. But okay, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you very much. I'll keep an eye out for these and then I'll be back in touch when I've submitted the application.
Right, that's great. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Right, speak soon. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.